Hi there. The word for today is, which law are you operating under? In Romans 8, verse 2, Paul writes, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." You say, "I fall so far short of God's standards. Will there ever come a time when my old carnal nature will stop acting up and trying to drag me down?" Well, there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is, just as the law of gravity is always in operation, so is the law of sin that your fleshly nature wants to respond to. You say, what's the good news? It's this. You can access a higher law and operate in it. It's called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and it overrides this law of sin and death. Think about it. The law of gravity says that what goes up must come down. But when you're in an aeroplane, another law is in operation, the law of aerodynamics. It works like this. The plane moves at a certain speed, and the proper thrust enables it to climb out of gravity's pull. Now, that doesn't mean the law of gravity is no longer the law of gravity. It is. You say, what is this law of the Spirit? Good question. Here's the answer. When you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and relying on His power rather than your own, which means being sensitive to His leadings and obeying His commands, when you're doing that, you're no longer controlled or subject to, quote, the law of sin and death. It's no longer about trying harder, but leaning harder on God's Spirit who lives within you and drawing from Him the strength you need to live victoriously. That is the word for you today.